mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
And now from Austin, Texas, we are live. Thank you for joining us, my friends. It is Friday, the 22nd day of October, 2010. Joining us today will be Webster Tarpley for about 15 minutes later in the hour to talk about the revelations that one of the top Al-Qaeda commanders, supposedly who ran 9/11, the underwear bombing, the Fort Hood shooting, the failed Times Square truck bomb, car bomb attack, dining at the Pentagon 2 months after 9/11. I know we covered this for an hour yesterday, but it's such a big deal, so Tarp is going to be popping in. And we're also going to talk to Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer of Able Danger about his suppressed book and, well, his take on what's happening with the different intelligence agencies protecting Al-Qaeda. So he'll be joining us for a full hour. Good job to our producer for getting that done, coming up at high noon in T-minus 58 minutes from now. And, of course, we have our weekly visit with Bob Chapman on the economy. So important to have him on with us once a week as we chronicle and track what's happening all over the planet, including the mortgage gate situation that is just expanding. But we'll be talking about Fox's supposed exclusive. Al-Qaeda leader dined at the Pentagon just months after 9/11, Anwar al-Awlaki. And it goes on from that point, with Tarpley and Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer coming up today. We also have the Lindsey Williams interview that is just taking the internet by storm right now, just huge amounts of traffic to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com with that interview yesterday, and a lot of different news outfits picking up on it. I know Lindsey Williams is for real in that his source is for real, but I also just want to add that a lot of, you know, old men especially who are really old and are getting ready to die, they're very matter of fact, they're very, especially elitist, are very authoritative in the things they say, and just because this elitist says all of this is going to happen, it doesn't mean it's 100% going to happen or that he has all the information about what's going on in globalist circles. Kind of like his source, one area that his source has been wrong about was how, you know, it was going to be total, you know, mega disaster in the Gulf. And there has been a disaster. They've covered most of it up in the core exit and the fact that most of the oil hasn't been cleaned up. I mean, that's ongoing. And now really the dead fish and the illnesses and the rest of it's out of the news. But I mean, but that's an example right there of his source, you know, saying this oil pressure is so incredible and so high that they're basically never going to be able to fix it. So that's some good news in that, you know, his source is non-omnipresent and doesn't have all the answers. He talked about this Hispanic prominent activist that he's met with and talked to, who's been meeting with Janet Napolitano, offering her jobs, and Napolitano telling her that you need to get 6 months of food and water. We separately know who that source is, confirmed that that indeed did go on, and we know the name. And that Williams has talked to her, and that Napolitano did tell her that, but obviously the lady's scared and doesn't want her activist work, you know, harmed, with what she's doing. But, the government itself has been, you know, building up emergency supplies for decades. So that's really nothing new, and we know they could stage a cybersecurity attack, which they're clearly gearing up to do, and the Stuxnet worm appears to be just that, the trigger to pass in the lame duck session of Congress, the cybersecurity takeover, which is the Pentagon takeover of the Internet. So we'll talk some about that today. Also, establishment dispatches Clinton, the campaign against Rand Paul. If you ever needed any sign that Rand Paul's the guy for the job, it's that Bill Clinton, the discredited criminal, is being dispatched against him in Kentucky to now play the race card. We're going to be discussing that as well. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Take a minute and hear what I'm about to tell you. You might have heard about Life Change Tea. on a radio commercial or a TV commercial. And you did what many people do. You tuned out. I understand. Now the facts. When health fails, you will do just about anything for better health. So why wait? Read our testimonies of better health by drinking Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. And how much does missing work cost you when you're sick? Get ahead of the sick curve. Get the tea. Here's how to order. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call one of our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our tea tastes great, and we'll help you with your health, and you can even lose weight. So again, try us out at GetTheTea.com.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3131. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
None of us want 9/11 to be an inside job. It just is. And what is, is. And anyone can just look at the news every day and read all the government documents that are public, and the former head of Homeland Security, Governor Ridge, last year admitting that the White House issued terror alerts for political gain, and understand that they're using the war on terror to take our liberties and freedoms and set up secret police networks. While at the same time, Homeland Security in the last year has blocked almost all deportations of illegal aliens. This has been going on for a long time. Under Clinton, Bush, and now Obama, but now it's getting more outrageous. I have a report here: Homeland Security Department blamed for border fence project delays, budget problems. That's out of Fox News, and came out a few years ago that illegal aliens were building the shoddy fence that was for show. They'll put a few thousand troops strung out across the border who aren't allowed to, you know, aid the police or anybody when they're under attack. It's all for show. And many people pointed out, we have countless times, that if the 9/11 attacks were real, you would have seen the borders militarized and locked down overnight on September 12th. And believe me, the globalists know how to do it. They can secure borders in, you know, dozens of third world countries they control. Our military, our government, is run by offshore corporations, and we're used as the muscle to build and enforce their world government. And when you read the MIAC reports and Homeland Security reports and all the new reports that have been leaked, you find out they're not spending any of their time dealing with, quote, Muslim extremists. And to the contrary, they are protecting them. They are funding them. They are financing them. I mean, you know, exclusive. Al-Qaeda leader dined at the Pentagon just months after 9/11. Anwar al-Awlaki, the guy that runs all the attacks. Fort Hood shooting, underwear bombing, Times Square attack, 9/11. I mean, they say he's the guy. And it comes out he's always in control of the lunatics they find to carry out these attacks. And because they are such low-grade morons, most of the attacks, you know, end up to be complete duds. The Fort Hood situation was not. And it's come out in mainstream news that for 2 years, they knew about Hassan, and he was talking to Awlaki, and the CIA and the Pentagon knew this, and he was saying, what should I do, Awlaki? And the full text of these emails has not been released because the CIA declared national security and denied it to Congress. How is the CIA denying that to Congress? How does the private Federal Reserve get up there in all these banking committee hearings for 2 years straight every month? And they say, where's this trillion? Where's this 500 billion? Where's this 800 billion? And they say, we're not going to tell you. I mean, there's the corruption right out in the open. Okay. And I see police and I've been to the events, the drills. We've seen it on the news countless times. The police all serious, learning how to run checkpoints, learning how to search homes, learning how to spy on citizens. And oh my gosh, Al-Qaeda is such a threat. And I've been in the airport before and here in Austin and seen a TSA worker at the lunch counter, sitting there reading a book that looked like something out of 1984 saying, you know, how someone becomes a terrorist. And everybody's going to, I mean, it's made up, ladies and gentlemen. It is manufactured so the globalists have an excuse to take over our society and laugh all the way to the bank. And how do they laugh all the way to the bank? How do they get that done? Well, all of the red light cameras, the face scanning cameras, the license plate reading cameras, all of these systems of control, the data mining, the private NSA contractors through Total Information Awareness Network, the hundreds of billions a year that is publicly spent on this of your tax money is all run by a handful, less than 10, defense contractors. I mean, they're not just getting trillions overall every year to take over 160-plus nations that U.S. military and contractors are in. They're paid to take over this country. It's very simple. People are like, well, why would they do this? Well, there's profit alone, but there's also the control. The big banks that sit at the top of the pyramid of this fraudulent kleptocracy have committed so many crimes. They have done so many things that are openly illegal with their looting that they need a police state in control. They need a system that is outside the Constitution in the name of national security so they can get away with it. Since 1947, with the National Security Act and the establishment of the Central Intelligence Agency, absolutely created out of Yale and Harvard and Skull and Bones, that's mainline news. Skull and Bones was founded by a trust that controlled the opium importation. I mean, this is mainline ABC News. And so the Opium Trust created the CIA. Of course they ship the drugs in. Of course they're in Afghanistan for the $500 billion a year in opium. Of course they have Marines on TV admitting they helped grow it now. They just put the evil in your face and say, we're growing opium to stop men in turbans from killing you. We're naked body scanning you and radiating you and saving it to keep you safe from men in turbans when they're financing the men in turbans. And you've got the CIA run by Wall Street doing whatever it wants. It's just it's gangsters. And you've got the light side of the CIA and the FBI. You know, you've got the people that are the paper pushers and the people that investigate bank robberies at the FBI and the people at the CIA that create dossiers on different world leaders and infiltrate for information. And a lot of them are good people who really think they're fighting, you know, corruption worldwide and spreading truth, justice in the American way. But you're not. Stop living in denial. The average police officer is a good, hardworking person who wants to help people. Okay, when I was in college, I looked at a career in law enforcement briefly because I wanted to help people. Okay, and I like adrenaline, and I like the idea of going up against bad guys. And my dad said, I have a friend who's a federal marshal. Why don't you have lunch with him? And I went over to his office and had lunch with him, and he said, are you a criminal? And I said, absolutely not. I'm, you know, like Mr. Boy Scout. And he said, yeah, well, that's why if I would have done this over again, and this is a senior federal marshal. He said, I wouldn't have done this. And he said, if you are not basically a criminal, then this is not the job for you. So that was a big wake-up call at 20 years old. And I was looking at lots of different stuff. You know, I was going and talking to people about, you know, being a game warden or, you know, because I could be outside and do stuff. But then they're like, that's not really what we do. We spy on people. People don't like us. So I mean, if you're talking to a senior federal marshal who was about to retire and he tells you that if you're not a criminal, you don't want to be involved in this, why would he say that? What do you think a senior federal marshal knows? What do you think a senior federal marshal knows that he would tell a 20-year-old, somebody who looks like Mr. Apple Pie? I mean, when I was 20 years old, folks, I ran 6 miles almost every day, lift weights for 2 hours a day, 3 times a week. I mean, I was in 2% body fat, perfect shape, well-spoken, nice, and he's got, you know, Leave It to Beaver sitting in front of him, and he says, you don't want to do this. Because he said, it isn't what it used to be. And I didn't understand exactly what he was talking about at the time, but that certainly scared me away from it. And when you realize how dirty this government is, when you realize how bad it is, when you realize it's only getting worse, it's a painful thing. But living in denial doesn't make those problems go away. Living in denial only allows it to all get worse. And so I see the different types of police officers, the hardworking former military types who are just out there following things by the book, and they stay low level and they're out there writing tickets when they're 55. But the people that know how to play the criminal game, the people who know just how evil the system is, and will go along with it, whether they join with it or just passively look the other way, they're going to go to the top. You know, I've been out in Los Angeles a lot, and I have been around former police detectives and current police detectives. I have had dinner with police detectives. I have had dinner with people involved with the Vikings, and that's not a football team in Minnesota. That's the police mafia of Los Angeles. And they're all just, of course the government did 9/11. We knew that day one, of course. I've got we call him a great uncle, but he's one of my dad's cousins, lives down by our farm, you know, known him since the day I was born. And he was an Army officer, and he was recruited by the CIA as an Army officer, and in his training, he was supposed to do unbelievably criminal things in Chicago and other cities, and he got out of it. I mean, everyone I know in my family, you name it, who has brushed up against this, it's the same report. Okay? And they don't care. Hey, great. You know, my family member, Army officer, he wouldn't do evil things. So they said, good, we don't want you. We're going to recruit somebody else. Think about how the system has had decades to go through with a sieve, like panning for gold. But the gold they're looking for are tyrants. And they've been panning through it. And most of the people are moral. They won't do things that are evil. They don't care. They find the ones that will. It's just like the confirmed reports of TSA agents are being called in and saying, will you run naked body scanners? Do you have health concerns? Yeah, I don't really want to run them, and I've heard you can get cancer. It was in the New York Times. Okay, pink slip, we're laying you off. They'll find people that'll drive mobile trucks around and look through your walls and be radiated themselves. They'll find people that'll, they can find people. You understand that? They've built an army.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
The corrupt corporations that have been running this country into the ground, the robber barons that really took over in 1913, they have been slowly building a giant underground army of criminals and compromised individuals. I mean, by the mid-1930s, they came to the most highly decorated Marine Corps officer or enlisted in history. Two-time Congressional Medal of Honor winner, Smedley Butler, who'd overthrown countless countries for them. They came to him and they said, we want you to help run a coup with 500,000 men we've got in police, the military, We've got the units ready. We're going to take over the U.S. and join with Hitler. And this came out in the McCormick-Dickstein committee hearings. Now, he played along with them long enough to blow the whistle, and that's what finally woke him up. Smedley Butler. What, Major General Smedley Butler. And they said, after you stage the coup, we're going to make you commandant of the Marine Corps, probably president down the road after that. How does dictator sound? Smedley Butler was taken all the way up on the mountain by the globalists, and he named them, the Rockefellers, you name it. He did radio broadcast on it. He did newsreels on it. They took him up to the mountain, and they said, how would you like to be president? All you got to do is take over the U.S. Well, they've done it. They found the generals. They found the Homeland Security people. They built the system. The RAND Corporation and CFR designed it. And we are in a corporate dictatorship right now, and they want to start shutting down the internet and free speech. They want to try to intimidate the American people. They're counting on police and military and others to be ignorant. And when the system stages terror attacks and creates a financial atmosphere that causes riots, as you're seeing accelerate in Europe, they have trained you to see the people as your enemy in the name of protecting them and to basically march out against us. And it's not just the government and the corporations that are decadent. The general public is very decadent, is into evil, is into corruption. I mean, we all share the blame. If you want to know why this has happened, look in the mirror. Evil's always been there. It's always trying to get control. But when you give into it, your country goes down a rat hole. Your country gets flushed down the toilet. And if they can cheat people on mortgages and take veterans, death benefits, and all the rest of the things they're doing, can you imagine what's coming down the road? None of us have seen anything yet. And at the end of the day, you know, I don't feel up to the task of fighting these people, but I don't have a choice. I mean, it's either submit to them or stand up against them. You think it's fun to stand up against these people? You think it's fun to have all their major think tanks attacking us 24/7 and all their paid provocateurs on the web? You think it's fun for Rand Paul to have the Republicans and the Democrats coming out against him and Bill Clinton dispatched there to now claim that some group he might have been associated with wrote a newsletter making jokes about black people, just totally made up, or that he's kidnapping women? You think that's fun to have people lying about you? But it doesn't matter if it's fun. It's our duty to do this. And I just want to say to everybody who's a bureaucrat or a banker or a cop or anybody, I mean, you better really have a gut check and look in the mirror or turn the lights off this, you know, this afternoon, sit there quietly in your living room and meditate for a few hours. And by meditate, I don't mean like some Buddhist. I mean, think, cogitate, really ask yourself, get conscious and think, is this a free country? Are we going in the right direction? And of course, a lot of you will say, oh no, we're not going the right direction. It's Obama. Obama? Obama is meant to take the blame for this leg of the agenda, and then the Republican that comes after him will take the blame for the next leg, the next step. I mean, it's so, of course Obama's horrible. I hate him. I hate George Bush, but they are still just high-level minions. It's the system. It's Goldman Sachs. It's J.P. Morgan Chase. It's Bank of America. It's the shareholders of those companies. It's Rockefeller. It's the Queen of England. It's the Rothschilds. It's a handful of families. In Rothkopf, the head of the Kissinger Group's own words, it's 6,000 superclass. There's only 6,000 super minions that have a limited access to the full spectrum of information. I have made it my life's duty to study this system, to research it, and to understand it through a historical lens and to read the public white papers by these people of the plan they have for this planet. And let me tell you, their plan is one-child policies, forced abortions. Their plan is neo-feudalism. They call it austerity. And you watch our films like Obama Deception, Fall of the Republic, you know, from a year and a half ago, 8 months ago. It's like prophecy. It's everything that's now unfolding. But it's not prophecy. This stuff's out in the open. You've just got to make the decision to recognize what it is and then speak out against it. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey Water Filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer, the head of Able Danger, is going to be joining us for a full hour. We're going to have Tarpley on for about 15 minutes. Webster Griffin Tarpley, an expert on Al-Qaeda leader, dined at the Pentagon just months after 9/11, Fox News exclusive. And, of course, Tarpley's been talking about Anwar al-Awlaki forever being one of the master dupe handlers. This is big news, ladies and gentlemen. So we're going to be talking about that with Webster here in a moment. I first wanted to play just a few minutes of this clip. It's followed up by everything that the engineer running for Senate in Kentucky covers. And the video is up on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. Aaron Dykes wrote a big article about it last night. West Virginia Senate candidate questions foreknowledge of WTC collapse in live TV debate. Jeff Becker, running for the Senate in West Virginia in the Constitution Party, and this was on C-SPAN. But the issue here is the courage of this individual and the fact that if you run for office, governor, state senate, U.S. Senate, whatever, you get into to the debates, the town halls, the local TV, the national TV. And if you watch C-SPAN these days, every time I do, and I get sent the clips constantly from YouTube, people upload it, they'll take 15 calls in a row saying 9/11 is an inside job. Every time they've got the former head of Homeland Security or Israeli intelligence, I mean, anybody goes on these shows, they get bombarded. That's freaking the system out. And they just, independent line, 9/11 is an inside job. Republican line, 9/11 is an inside job. Democrat line, 9/11 is an inside job. And they're articulate. They're informed. The system's got a problem. So they come out and announce 9/11 truth is dead. We've discredited it. Like it's a, like everybody knows the moon is made of cheese. And weak-minded people, you know, these aren't the droids you're looking for. Move along. These aren't the droids we're looking for. Move along. Move along. It's like a Jedi mind trick, but it only works on the weak-minded. And so I just wanted to play this clip before we go to Tarpley, because we're dealing with 9/11 and stage terror with him here briefly. Here's a few minutes from C-SPAN where they bring up, what do we do about defense, fighting the Muslims? And he goes, well, this whole thing's fake. And he goes over it. Here it is.
I think we need to first take a look at what happened on September 11th. There were actually three buildings that collapsed on September 11th. World Trade Center 7 was two blocks away from the Twin Towers. I think this is important to consider because it was not rained on by any debris. It was just a 40-story building. And at 5 p.m. on 9/11, Jane Stanley, the reporter for the BBC, was standing right in front, was standing at Ground Zero and reported that Building 7 collapsed, when in fact you could still see it over her shoulder. And then 20 minutes later, it did collapse. This is foreknowledge, and it needs to be investigated. Additionally, Larry Silverstein, the owner of World Trade Center 7 complex, before 9/11 had taken out a multi-billion dollar insurance policy to protect his property against a terrorist attack. And then in 2002, on a PBS station interview, he said that he gave the order to pull it. Pull it is a controlled demolition term. More evidence of foreknowledge. These are facts. You can watch the interview. You can look. You can get the BBC footage. How did the British know 20 minutes ahead of time that this was going to happen? This needs to be investigated. There is a preponderance of anomalies surrounding the events on 9/11. Architects and engineers, over 1,000 degreed and licensed architects and engineers have looked at the information, and there's just, there's too much, there's so much information that needs to be, that doesn't make sense to the official story. The only way for the official story to make sense is if the laws of physics had changed on that day. And I'm an engineer, and I can tell you that they did not change.
Mr. Becker?
Okay, then it cuts to all the videos from mainstream news of exactly what he talked about. That's an important article because more people can then imitate what he's doing, and they can't stop us. Even if they try to shut the web down, people run for office. You're going to be on television. You're going to be able to talk about it being an inside job. And remember, 9/11 has been used to launch all these wars, to take your liberties, to set up this control grid. Now, recapping this, we're going to talk about with Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer coming up. I got a sneaking suspicion that Fox was leaked this information. I wonder where it came from. Exclusive. Al-Qaeda leader dined at the Pentagon just months after 9/11. Anwar al-Awlaki, trouble with his name, Anwar al-Awlaki may be the first American on the CIA's kill or capture list, but he was also a lunch guest of a military brass at the Pentagon, including the Secretary of the Army. Now, he had already been in the media. They'd said that he was behind 9/11, but there he is at the Pentagon. And this is the guy they say is behind the Fort Hood shooter. This is the guy behind the dud bomb in Times Square. This is the guy behind the underwear bomber. And in every case, the underwear bomber, the government got him on the plane on record without a visa or passport. Our government. The State Department admits that. I mean, this is crazy. And it's like George Bush Sr. meeting on the morning of 9/11 in a Carlyle Group function, London Guardian, AP, with the head of the Bin Laden family at his table. It's now they say Bandar Bush is running the Al-Qaeda attacks. Bandar Bush, the guy on, you know, C-SPAN, the ambassador from Saudi Arabia, the guy on Larry King Live two days after 9/11. I mean, it's insane. It's just they're right out in the open that they're doing this, and they stage pure terror attacks like 9/11. Then they have other events where they have handlers that go out and find mental deficients. They always have low IQs. They're on welfare. They look drugged, like the underwear bomber. We've only got him for this segment and part of the next because he's got a tape with Genesis, his own Saturday show that's taped every week, World Crisis Radio. Webster Griffin Tarpley, doctor of history. He's also an economist and author. No stranger to this radio show. Webster, We Hi, Alex. Good to have you here. We have the headline, Al-Qaeda mastermind invited to the Pentagon after 9/11. And we have our other headline, Al-Qaeda is a front group for the U.S. military industrial complex. I mean, this is so out in the open, Webster. Tell us about Alaki.
Well, if you look at my website, topday.net, I have my nickname for this guy is Alaki the CIA Lackey. I think that makes it easy to remember. So he's Anwar Alaki, and he's a provocateur working for U.S. intelligence, and he's part of this gaggle of murderous thugs, but of course also provocateurs. In other words, people who are used for political purposes. And typically what Alaki, his past, if I can just reconstruct it off the top of my head, he was in a mosque in Northern Virginia, where I think a couple of the 9/11 alleged hijackers, the patsies for that, were attending. And then he was over here in Maryland, and there he got connected to, I guess that must have been Major Hassan. And later on, then, he's connected to the underwear bomber. Now, connected simply means that if you have a patsy that has reached the point of ripeness and maturity to do something, and you want to deploy the patsy as a kamikaze in some way, you want to be able to say, if you're the U.S. intelligence community, that this was Al-Qaeda doing it. So the way you do this is to have them exchange emails with Alaki the CIA lackey, and then you can say, aha, again, we told you so. It's Al-Qaeda. They do exist, and they do act. Now, as far as I know, Alaki is in Yemen, and he's in Yemen because it was a commitment. You could see it about a year to 2 years ago. The U.S. wanted to build up branch offices of Al-Qaeda, and they needed to make this credible, right? There's Al-Qaeda in the Maghreb because they want to attack Algeria and Tunisia and maybe Morocco and places like this. But they also wanted to have Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula in Yemen. And the reason to have it in Yemen is that Yemen, of course, is strategic because it happens to control the exit from the Red Sea. In other words, most of the traffic that comes out of the Suez Canal has got to go down the Red Sea and then out into the Indian Ocean by Yemen. But the other advantage of Yemen is it gives you a chance to run destabilization operations into Saudi Arabia, which is something you have to do from the point of view of these people at certain times. So if you have Al-Laki in Yemen, you can argue, aha, there's Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. And the other thing is, in order to make sure that they had some members, this was the case where they let some people out of Guantanamo, the people who had been rotting away in Guantanamo, and they said, all right, fine, we're going to let you out. You go to Yemen. And then, you know, with a wink and a nod, they said, of course, you've got to swear not to become a terrorist again. And, of course, they said, yes, we'll do that. And then, of course, once they get over there, they disappear and they join Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. All of this is completely planned. In other words, this is a bloody theater. It's a farce. It's a dog and pony show. It's designed to dupe people. And the idea that Al-Laki is there, I mean, it reminds you of these things like, you know, bin Laden treated in a U.S. military hospital in somewhere in the Gulf, right, around the time of 9/11. It simply shows the intimate links between the intelligence and the military intelligence people and this stable of patsies and provocateurs, double agents. Who these are the winning ones, right? Al-Laki, I'm sure, knows what he's doing. But then the people that he's working with are psychotics, fanatics, mental deficients, drug addicts, and so forth, sort of human pawns that they're quite expendable and can be used. And the idea that, you know, they would kill the big brouhaha, of course, is that Obama says that he's got the ability to kill Al-Laki, the CIA lackey, whenever he wants. Well, this is also not unheard of, right? If Al-Laki overlives his usefulness, then he can be liquidated in some spectacular way.
And Webster, to quantify this, it's very elementary. And for, you know, adults out there that don't understand what problem, reaction, solution is, you've got a $2 trillion plus overall defense budget every year, enriching all these groups. And if they want to invade oil-rich, opium-rich areas or key strategic zones, they're going to need to have an enemy. And so they stage a terror attack. And then in the next 9 years, they go and run these Muslim Brotherhood type brigades that are handled by these criminal types, to stage events, to stir up mentally ill people, to carry out events, always as a pretext to invade the next sector or to project force into the next sector. And so we see Lockheed handling everybody. They need to put in the naked body scanners they'd already ordered that were being delivered in December and January. Boom, they get a mental patient, literally, who was couldn't even talk and was drooling, according to witnesses. He can't get on the plane. Sharp-dressed man has such authority, he orders him on the plane with no ID of any type. That's the underwear bomber. I mean, it's the same story over and over again. It's been admitted that the emails to Alaki from Hassan at Fort Hood, and they won't give the full emails to Congress, and that they knew for 2 years he was planning. He was asking Alaki, what do I do, your lordship? I'm preparing to attack. I mean, this is just unbelievable. And who knows if Hassan even did anything. It was that they're erasing cell phone tapes, videos, and other things that witnesses shot. But, I mean, it's just so transparent. Comment on that, and then briefly, why do you think this document got leaked? And its authenticity has been confirmed to Fox News. Because, I mean, I think I know the answer. The spin here is, oh, good people in the Pentagon were concerned. This was just an accident. But give us your take on that, Webster.
Well, certainly with Hassan, you'll remember that the original reports, and I think I wrote this up at the time, the original reports on Hassan were that there were other shooters. There were one, two other shooters. So,
and there was a security drill going on, exactly. It's always the same.
The other thing, of course, it's good that you mentioned the Muslim Brotherhood, because the neocons like to throw this around. The Muslim Brotherhood was created by British intelligence in Egypt in the 1920s because they wanted to counteract Egyptian modernizing nationalism, people who wanted to have a modern nation state, and the British wanted to have a counter gang that they could...
Well, that's like Iraq. I mean, they kicked Saddam out. That was an older policy of modernization, and the women now are wearing the burqas.
And it's a continuity. The Muslim Brotherhood really came into its own under President Nasser of Egypt, who was the classical figure of progressive, modernizing Arab nationalism with a good chance to build a powerful country. And, of course, the Muslim Brotherhood was mobilized to try to sabotage that, and Nasser put a lot of them in jail. He treated them very brutally, needless to say. So a lot of these groups are the second and third generation of the original Muslim Brotherhood. But again, this is not an authentic, spontaneous creation of the culture and history of the Middle East. It's an implant by British intelligence now with the U.S. Playing a big role.
Well, take a SWAT on 7/7, BBC headline. In fact, pull it up. A SWAT mastermind of 7/7, MI6. And they protected him even after. I mean, it's incredible.
Yeah. The other one is, I think, that we haven't paid enough attention to the fact that the Deputy Secretary of State of the United States, Kennedy, at the beginning of this year, right after the underwear bomber on Christmas Day, he's the Undersecretary of State for Consular Affairs, meaning visa. So he was on the hot seat. Why did you give him a visa? Why did you let Abdul Muttalib, the underwear bomber, why did you let him have an entry visa to the United States, without which he never could have gotten on the plane? And he said, well, we wanted to take it away from him, but we did an interagency review, and there was an agency that came forward, which he didn't name, saying, no, you've got to let him keep his visa because we've got eyes on him. We're following him. He's a little fish. He'll lead us to the big fish. And, of course, the reality was that's the perfect cover to let him do whatever he did or didn't do, which we still don't know. But the idea is it's a collusion and deception in which these expendable patsies, but again, then you've got the patsy supervisors, the patsy minders. You could probably think of Awlaki, the CIA lackey, as a patsy supervisor and patsy minder. And every now and then, for whatever reason, these things are exposed. Sometimes it's bureaucratic rivalries. Sometimes it's simply coincidence, right? There are coincidences in the world. And sometimes, for various reasons, these things come out from people that with other motives. But the bottom line, of course, is that these events are staged. They're part of the management of world affairs by ultimately the banking elite. In other words, all this stuff leads back through various mediations back to Wall Street. Because if you look again at Yemen, it's not just that you can have dictatorship at home, but you can also attack countries. In other words, if I have al-Laki, the CIA lackey, and I've built up an aura around him, right, a cover story, a legend that he's really an authentic terrorist firebrand and he blows up buildings and things like this. If I send him into a country and he surfaces in the country, say Yemen, I'm now free to bomb Yemen. And that's what they've been doing, right? The U.S. has bombed Yemen a number of times, allegedly with the idea that they were going after al-Laki, the CIA lackey.
All right, stay there. Let's briefly come back and sum up where you see this going and how dumb do they think we are? It's now hidden in plain view. Oh, when he's not having dinner with the Secretary of the Army, he's running underwear bombs. I mean, it's just so transparent, ladies and gentlemen. This is after they said he masterminded 9/11. He's at the Pentagon. I mean, come on.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer's coming up in the next segment.
You can
Webster, you got to go here in just a few minutes, but other key points. Again, why do you think this got leaked? Do you think it was somebody, really a good guy inside, or what would be the reason for them to leak this info that who they say the number one guy in Al-Qaeda in the world, he's hanging out with the Secretary of the Army?
I don't really know. It's difficult to speculate. Sometimes you have to wait for a few weeks to go by to figure out what the context was. It could be that there's a faction fight inside the Pentagon. It could be that the faction fight involves what the next step will be, right? There may be one group that's more adventurous that wants to have a false flag, maybe vis-a-vis Iran. and there may be another group that says that's not a good idea, and they proceed in this way.
Or it could just be good guys inside that know that Al-Qaeda is synthetic and that they're tired of it.
Well, good guys, I wouldn't say good, but the lesser evils, let's say. There may be lesser evils inside who realize that some kind of a war with Iran, say, if that's what it is, would be a catastrophic adventure worse than Iraq, most likely leading to a world war within a number of years. So there were those considerations, too.
You mean like Fox Fallon 3 years ago refusing the head of CENTCOM to launch the attack on Iran?
Yes, somebody who says this is not for choir boy motives, but simply because even from an imperialist point of view, they might say if you attack Iran, then your Anglo-American imperialism will collapse faster than it would otherwise if you didn't, right? Or you might want to wait for some other option to emerge, right? I don't think it makes much sense to speculate, right? If you have an inside source report, that's good, but right now I don't have one about this, so. Rather, I would suggest we look at what people can do. And since I have you on the phone here in the last minutes, let me just recommend there is this birth certificate march on the U.S. Capitol tomorrow, right? That's Saturday, and it starts at noon on the west front of the Capitol. Right? This is Phil Berg's march. He's the lawyer from Philadelphia.
Yeah, we've had him on.
You've had him on. He went to the Supreme Court in August of 2008 to try to get Obama to reveal his birth certificate, his place of birth, and all these elementary constitutional things. And this is a broad umbrella, right? There are all kinds of reasons not to like Obama, right? If you're anti-war, if you're anti-Federal Reserve, if you're anti-Wall Street, if you're anti-dictatorship, and so forth, right? The key to all that is Obama. And I personally look at it this way. If he can't produce his birth certificate, which he can't do, because otherwise he would have done it, not only has he not done it, but he's fought against people who have tried to go into the records and pull out whatever there is there. Who knows what it is? We still don't know. If he could do this, he would have done it because it hurts him. But in reality, he hasn't done it. So I take it this means that he's blackmailable. And this, for me, is the key. If he can't produce the birth certificate, it means that anybody who knows this fact, meaning a whole series of intelligence agencies, foreign, domestic, Wall Street, Saudi Arabia, you name it, right? Any country you want to name on the list, it means that he can't be president of the United States. He's the puppet of whoever is blackmailing him with this information. I don't know that that's the case, but that's the obvious prima facie danger, and that's intolerable. So if he can't produce the birth certificate, he really has to leave office as president, because he can't be president if he can't prove that he's qualified.
Webster, thank you for joining us. We'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, tomorrow at noon at the Capitol. Hope to see people there.
Absolutely. Eastern time, folks. We're going to come back. We're going to go ahead and try to get Schaefer on the line right now and get into cybersecurity, the wars, Abel Danger, the suppression of his book, and a lot more. That is all coming up in our weekly visit with Bob Chapman of International Forecaster on the Economy. Don't forget, we stream the entire show for free on audio at InfoWars.com. But for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, you can see the entire three-hour show and the Sunday two-hour broadcast in live living color with the document cam, the video clips, all of it, by being a member of PrisonPlanet.tv, and your support makes this transmission possible.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.